First off, thank you so much for joining me today because we get to talk about how you were down in Nashville for one of the biggest country award shows ever, the CMA Awards. So first off, you got to tell us, how did that all come to be? Because you were so perfect on that red carpet.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Yes, it was like insane. So I was in Nashville. The last time I was in Nashville was for Americana Fest about last year around the September. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I met this awesome, amazing person named Reese Palmer, who has a radio station on Apple Music called Color Me Country. And I have sent her like many songs in the past, and she always like supports me and plays my songs on her stations and everything like that. So I seen her walk by during one of the conferences stuff. And if you don't know about Americana Fest, they have like a whole conference, just like CCMAs would for the industry people.
Yeah.
So it was really nice to see her. And I was like, oh, I should probably go introduce myself. So I went and I was like, hi, I'm like Jay Turner. And thank you so much for playing my music. And that was about it. Said thank you and walked away, and then really struck up the craziest next few, well, the whole next year after that has been crazy since I met her. She's so incredibly supportive for people of color in country music. Not too long, well, that next day she invited me with her to go to the Grand Ole Opry, so I got to go behind the scenes with her, my very first time in Nashville, and I was like blown away. I was like, I don't know how this happened. Like, I literally could not believe it. I was like, are you sure you want to take me? And she's like, yes, just come. It's going to be so much fun. I have 4 tickets and I only have my manager. So she's like, please come. So I went. Had a great time with her. I was so thankful. And then, just kind of kept in touch online. And then by the summertime, she was inviting me to play this festival called Long Road Music Festival, which is in the UK. It's an incredibly big country music festival. And she had a stage there called Color Me Country. So she takes artists there every year. I was lucky enough to be asked. So, so excited to go. And then Air Canada canceled my flight. And I was like so heartbroken. And so she promised me that I can go there next year. So I'm booked for that next year, which is incredible. Yay. Because like she really didn't have to do that. And I was just like, oh my goodness, thank you so, so much. Because I felt so bad, but it wasn't my fault, right? Like Air Canada and their strike, you know, she understood. So she's like, no, you're booked for next year for sure. Like, we'd love to have you. And that was incredible. And it turns out that the CMAs actually sponsors that stage. And I didn't know that when I was asked. So fast forward to, was it to the end of September? And I get a random email saying you're invited to the CMAs. And I was like, what? What's going on? And I was like, okay, wait. And I like backed up and I was like, hey, I'm not going to get too excited because is this just like, oh, you get to have a free ticket to the CMAs, or is this actually being a part of something, you know? And like, you never know with these kind of invites, like it could have just been just a ticket. Like it could have just been, which I would have been so thankful for. But at the same time, the climate that's going on in the States right now, I was not comfortable going there just to go and watch, you know? So I was like, I really, really need a reason to go if I'm going to be coming to the States with everything that's going on. I phoned her the next day and she's like, oh yeah, you're invited to like the red carpet. I was like, you're kidding me. Like, this is insane. And I was like, well, I have to go represent my community. I don't know the last time somebody from Canada that's Indigenous was involved in something that big for the country, you know, and in country music scene at all. Like the last person I remember is Crystal Shawanda probably. So it's been a while. And I was like I said, I was really hesitant to go there just because I'm not from the States, right? And like everything that's been going on there right now is really scary. And so I was just like, really had to sit with it for a while. I didn't want to tell anybody. My mom and my dad and 2 of my friends knew. And that's pretty much all I told up until the event. Of course, like my team knew, but I just really wanted to keep it to myself because I'm also like really bad imposter syndrome kicked in. And I was like, do I tell people? Like, what if negative energy comes with that? And then I like something happens and I don't get to go. So I really wanted to keep it to myself just to like celebrate after the fact that it's done. Like, I'll celebrate when it's done. And so that's what I had. My brain was just like focused on getting it done, because it is a lot of work. I had to get a whole outfit made, figure out how I was going to be able to walk, because at this time I'm currently waiting for back surgery. I wear a brace all day for work. I was like, I can't wear a brace on the red carpet. So what am I going to wear? That's where the belt came in. And the belt, I literally just ordered it the week before. So good. He did an amazing job. Like, he did it in 2 days, and it really like literally helped keep me able to stand up that whole time, because I was on the carpet for 3 hours.
Wow.
We talked to everybody. Like, my team worked to get me to talk to everybody. And I was busy the entire time, so I really didn't get to meet a lot of the people that I wanted to meet. I said hi to a few of them as we were like passing by, but it's such a busy place to be. Like, everybody's just trying to get through there and trying to get all the interviews done, right? So it's like, even just to stop and like take a photo with somebody was a lot. Like, I didn't have my phone with me because my publicist had it. So I did get a couple photos with Shenandoah. I'm really excited about that. Really just took it all in and enjoyed the experience, and then just allowed myself to accept it once I got home. Like, the stress, like, a couple of days, I'm just like, oh my goodness, that really did happen. I really did it.
Well, I saw your one Instagram post where you're just on your couch in the fetal position and your friend asks, so how are you doing?
Yeah, I was dead the next day, and I had two rights booked the next day.
Oh.
So I didn't even have time. It was bad. I was in bad shape the next day, but I got through and continued on. And like I said, like, I didn't really let it kick in until I got home and got to see my son and just like sit with it for a second. Because big things like that are really hard to like fathom, you know. Like, I've been dreaming about those, being in those spaces since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And so to be there and to, you know, finally get that check mark off my list, like, it's kind of surreal. And it's kind of like, did that really happen? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just takes a second to just like really sit with it and just be like, wow, I actually did that. And I'm so happy that I did go, because I just really want to represent my Indigenous community the best way I can and just show them that they can also, you know, get to wherever they want to go, no matter how long it takes. It took me a long time to get there, but it was well worth it in the end, you know? So I'm really excited about that.
Well, I'm really excited that you got to go. So what is something that was unexpected to you that you didn't expect to happen on a red carpet or behind the scenes that maybe we wouldn't know about? Like, you said 3 hours on the carpet. That seems like a long time, but was there anything that surprised you about being on the red carpet?
It was literally the longest carpet I've ever seen. I did not expect it to be that big. It's a whole entire event. It's not even a part of the Bridgestone Arena like you would think it would be. But it's like, it starts, like, we were there at 3 p.m. and the show didn't start till, what was it, 7 or 6:30 we had to be in our seat, or 6:45 we had to be in our seat. So like, it was a long carpet. There was like probably 50s or 50 plus media there, and they're just lined up like it's like a big U, like a big horseshoe, and there's different parts to it too, and you're just like waiting in line because there's so many of us. It was way bigger than I thought it was going to be. Like, I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't know it was going to be that big. It was a really long trek getting through there. And you know, also like I said, like, there's also so many other artists that are also working and getting in as much as they can. So it was really fun to experience that. And, you know, I'll know for next time to plan properly and what I'm going to wear and everything like that. Also what to expect, and just to bring a little bit more snacks, I think. I was like hungry. It's like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. By the time the show started, I had to go run and grab something to eat.
Oh, I bet. I would be in the exact same boat. So what was it like watching the show in person? How did it feel and how did it look?
It was so good. They have 3 or 4 separate stages. So like, there's always movement going on in the background, and like, it's so fun to watch. Like, you could see like the backgrounds changing behind the curtains, you know, and it's like so cool. And then, oh my goodness, that's Stephen Wilson Jr. Is that his last name?
That
I couldn't remember.
Right.
Stephen Jr. He was incredible. I was blown away. I didn't know who that was. I wasn't really sure what to expect. Like, I was really looking forward to Brandi Carlile. And so like, I love really, really strong vocals that are like so unique and like raspy like that. I just love it. Like, I just thrive in listening to that. And I was just blown away by him. Like, he was so good. Brandi Carlile did great. Shaboozy and Stephen Jr., theirs was really great. Like, I was just taken aback. Like, and then also like Lainey Wilson, oh my goodness, she's so incredible. She was just running around there, and I was like, oh my goodness, this lady's like so in shape. She has to be like in the best shape of her life, because she was busy. And like, how many outfit changes? It's like, girl, get it. So good. It was so fun. And I was not expecting George Strait to be there as well. And he was like right there. I was like, oh my God, it's George Strait. So cool.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like such a star-struck event, and I'm so happy you got to go. I'm so happy you enjoyed it. And I know for a fact, like, so many good things are going to come out of it.
Oh, I hope so. It was so fun.